times the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change.
Look at this, Miss Lydia. I'm running for student body president of the Chicago City College.
Oh, Falky, that's terrific.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, just as sleazy as pie. Just like campaigning on Meepos, all you have to do is make sure that everyone knows how you feel about the important issues. And I've already told anyone who would listen that I'm pro-sheep and anti-wolf.
Coming out against wolves is a good start, Falky. But maybe you should ask Larry to help you.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't told Cousin Larry that I'm running.
Well, if you tell him, I'm sure he'd help you with your campaign. Why don't you ask him?
Well, because if I ask Cousin Larry to help me with my campaign, I'm sort of afraid Cousin Larry will help me with my campaign. I don't know if you've noticed, but Cousin Larry, he's trying to be helpful, but he tends to go overboard. He's kind of a type A personality. So I beg of you, please, promise me you won't tell Cousin Larry.
A team of wild horses couldn't drag it out of me.
Thank you, Miss Lydia.
Of course, the sweaty cowboy pulling the reins might have a shot.
Hi, Belky. I see you're running for student body president. Well, good luck with your campaign.
Cousin, now listen to me. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, there is absolutely no way that I'm... What did you just say?
I said, good luck with your campaign.
Well, bang my bongos and call me Desi. You mean to say that you're not going to force yourself into my campaign and then go overboard and make yourself a royal pain in a boingy?
Oh, I see. I see. You think because I lost every campaign I managed in school that I would see your campaign as my last chance to be a winner?
You lost every single campaign?
Yeah. Well, no, I admit it used to bother me, but I'm over it. Those 120 hours of self-help tapes cured me. I no longer have that overwhelming need to win just once. So, good luck. I hope you win.
Wait one finger-licking moment. Are you telling me that we can discuss this and your eyes won't bulge out of your head and that vein in your forehead won't start throbbing?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Well, that syndrome is covered in tapes 1 through 43. Coping and being at peace with your body. My body is like a hollow reed. Troubles blow through me like the wind.
Okay. Well, of course, I'm glad you've weathered that storm because I'd love to tell you about my campaign.
Well, I'd love to hear about it.
Well, if I'm elected, my goal is to reinstate the language requirement. That means every student has to take a foreign language to graduate. I feel that we'll all understand each other better if we can speak in another man's tongue, walk in another man's shoes, see the world through another man's binoculars. Cure another man's ham. build with another man's Legos. I'm still fine-tuning my platform.
You call that a platform?
Okay, here it is. I knew it was coming. Oh, po 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 lingo money ki des for ki yugi abla to niki baba sticky baba ko mugi hala bolu ki po 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 baba sticky.
No, no, I know, I know. You thought that I was just gonna jump in and go crazy, but I was only asking if that's your platform, and if it is, I hope it works for you.
Really?
Really.
Oh, thank you, cousin. That's not the only weapon in my arsenio. I haven't even started baking my special election spleen chip cookies.
Spleen chip cookies?
Yeah. Original recipe, and now with pimentos.
I don't want you to think that I'm getting involved in your campaign, because I'm not, really. But as a disinterested bystander, would you allow me to say that spleen chip cookies are not going to be enough to get you elected?
Well, of course they're not. Don't be ridiculous. That's why each student gets a special Vote for Balky sheep kidney coin pouch. Oh, no, don't touch, cousin. It's not quite dry yet.
Balky, sheep kidney coin pouches and spleen chip cookies, with or without pimentos, may work on meepos, but in America, you need slogans, buttons, posters, position papers. We've got to set up meetings with the voters. We're going to have to... Did I say we? Because I meant you. You. This is your campaign, not mine. I wouldn't do it. I put all that behind me. No, no way. No how. Not in a million years. Don't need it. Don't want it. Wouldn't do it. Not this guy.
You want in, don't you, cousin?
You want to win everything else in the world. Me,
Okay, you can be my campaign manager.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But you have to promise me one thing.
Anything.
You won't go overboard.
I promise I won't go overboard.
No.
Let me show you around campaign headquarters.
Cousin, you said you were not going to go overboard. You promised me you were not going to go overboard. And here you are, scraping barnacles off the Titanic.
Balky, this is just a bare minimum. We have posters with your picture we're putting up all over campus. We have people calling students, urging them to vote for you. We have volunteers stuffing campaign literature into envelopes.
Dear fellow student.
No time now. You can read what you said later. Have you noticed how handsome you look in the poster?
Oh, of course, it needs a real Kojak moment.
Now, over here, we are tallying the latest results of a poll we've just taken. I want to know how much of a lead I have built for you. I'm good, Balky. I am really good.
Balky, this is so exciting. You're going to be student body president.
And I'm going to be first girlfriend.
I recruited Jennifer and Marianne to help with a women's vote.
Oh, I'm going to speak on your behalf at the Women in College Foundation.
And I'm talking to the cheerleaders. I speak their language. Give me a B!
B!
Give me an A!
A!
Give me an O! Give me a K!
Okay, Marianne, that's good. Save it for the rally.
Question. Are all of these people going to stay to dinner? Because I only made pig snout for four, and you know how hard it is to stretch snout.
Well, Balky, they're not staying for dinner. These are your campaign working volunteers. They believe in you. They love you. Now, your job is just to be yourself. Just be Balky. You think you can handle that?
Well, of course I can. Don't be ridiculous. I've got the vest, the accent, and 26 years of experience.
I know you can do it.
Of course, I'm going to need your advice. Mm. You got to tell me, which vest do you think I should wear to the debate?
What debate?
I've been challenged to a debate the day before the election. Isn't that great?
No debate. No debate. Debates are a big mistake.
But, Cousin, don't you think it's a good way to show the students how I feel about the issues?
I've got that covered. Don't worry about it. Have I told you how good I am?
Twice.
Okay. Now, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, you'll be meeting with the football team. You'll tell them how important you think sports are to the school's image. Got it?
Sports are good for school's image. Got it.
Okay, then at 10:30, you'll be meeting with the science club. You'll tell them you think education is important and too much of the school's budget is spent on sports. Got it?
Too much on sports. Got it.
Okay, at noon, you'll be meeting with the fraternities. You'll tell them you think entirely too much time is being spent in the classroom and you're pushing for a three-day weekend. Got it?
Too much fraternity.
Then at 3 o'clock, you'll be meeting with the Honor Society. You'll tell them you think we're here to study, not to party, and you're pushing for Saturday classes. Got it?
Small question from a simple meteor boy. This looks like I'm just telling everyone what they want to hear.
Welcome to politics. I am so proud of you.
Cousin, just hold on a moment. Are you asking me to do something dishonest?
Bounty, you want to reinstate the language requirement, don't you?
Yes.
Well, to do that, you're going to have to get elected student body president, and I am the man to help you do it.
Cousin, I think I can make my position on all the issues clear at the debate.
No debate. Forget the debate. First rule of campaigning, do not debate.
Larry, I have the results of the latest poll.
Attention, attention, everybody. We have the results of the latest poll. Go ahead, Jennifer. Give them the good news.
Cousin,
I think
you're wrong about the debate.
Belky, for the last time, no debate. No debate. Go ahead, Jennifer. Tell them how far Belky is ahead.
Belky is trailing by 15 points.
You're going to have to debate your opponent. You are not going to wear the traditional Miposian election hat.
Oh, is that so? Is that?
Give it to me.
No!
Give it to me.
No!
Give it to me! Jennifer? Marianne, Belky is ready for the mock debate. I've groomed him. I've prepared him. It's taken 5 years of my life. Ladies, here he is, the next student body president of Chicago City College, Belky Bartokomus.
You look so handsome in that suit.
It needs a hat.
It doesn't need a hat. Okay. Ladies, take your seats. Now, Belky, remember, presentation is key to winning the debate.
Right.
Okay. Right. All right. Okay. Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, what do we do to improve our presentation?
I don't rest my hands on the podium. It makes me look lazy. And, and I don't fidget with my tie. It makes me look nervous.
What else?
Heck if I know. The phrase, heck if I know, it makes me sound chloroformed.
Uninformed. Uninformed, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And...
remember to smile.
Okay, good. All right, here we go, All right, okay. Go ahead. Jennifer, ask the first question.
Oh,
Mr. Bartokomis.
Uh-huh.
What is your position on the financing of student loans?
Student loans? Boy, I wish I had a hat.
Okay.
Mr. Bartokomis, what is your position on the financing of student loans?
Jennifer, I'm glad you asked me that question, because the financing of student loans is an issue that deserves my attention. And let me assure you that my attention is what it will receive in its complete and unabridged form. And the financing of student loans is actually part of my 10-point program for better schooling.
Schooling yet, Rocky? You are doing great!
No.
Me!
Larry, I have to talk to you. I have something to tell you that's going to upset you.
You've changed your mind. You're not going to marry me.
That's awful. You didn't tell me that.
That's not the bad news.
Well, maybe not to you, but think of poor Larry.
Larry, the bad... Larry, it's not about the marriage.
Oh, thank God.
The bad news is the athletes found out about Balky's plan to reinstate the language requirement. They've switched their votes to Balky's opponent.
All right, I thought this might happen. I gotta tell Balky.
Come on, Manny, we better take our seats.
You know, it's a good thing Larry has this campaign to take his mind off the broken engagement.
Balky, the athletes have decided to change their votes to your opponent.
Well, people change their minds. Pigs, on the other hand, make one decision and stick with it.
Balky, don't you understand? If we don't get them to change their votes back, we're going to lose the election. Now, I have an easy fix. All we have to do is lose the language thing, and they'll switch back to us.
Cousin, wait a minute. Are you... You know, sometimes I think you're just a few grapes shy of a bunch. Have you been listening? I cannot lose the language thing. That's the reason I'm running for president. I cannot give that up.
Balky, your goal is to get elected. Tell them what they want to hear. Cousin, once you're elected, you can do whatever you want.
Cousin, isn't that just a bit dishonest?
It's the American way.
What won the students' mind?
Mind? They expect it.
Wait a minute.
Preceding the debate, there will be an opening statement and a short period of questions and answers by each candidate. Mr. Bartokomis, we're ready for your opening statement.
Thank you, my fair chair lady, faculty, and my worthy opponent, and students. My name is Balky Bartokomis. Of the students, for the students, by the students. If elected, I promise to be firm yet flexible. Tough, yet vulnerable. Soft, yet absorbent. I would like to establish a kinder, gentler cafeteria.
We'll now open the floor to questions for Mr. Bartok.
Yes, in the pink angora.
My name is Lisa Morgan.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Mr. Bartokomis, when you spoke in front of the Honor Society, you said you wanted to be the education president. But when you spoke in front of the fraternities, you said education was overrated. Where do you stand?
I'm glad you asked that question, because where I stand deserves my attention. And I can assure you that where I stand will receive my attention in its complete and unabridged form.
Good answer.
Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't seem to make any sense.
Next question.
Now, I got a question. What about the rumor that you want us to take some dumb language before we graduate?
I'm glad you asked that question because I cannot lie to you. Now,
Mr. Bartokomus cannot lie and he cannot stay. He has another engagement, which is why I'm here to tell you that if elected...
Please, I have to do this. Listen, if you're going to vote for me, you've got to know who I am and what I really believe in. My name is Balki Bartokomus, and I'm a sheep herder from Mipos. And yes, if I am elected, I do intend to reinstate the language requirement.
I lost, Balki. I lost big. You know, I wanted to win just once.
Korsen, would you please stop this? You did not lose. I lost. I did. I lost the election.
You're right, Balki. You're the big loser.
And don't you forget it.
I can't believe you're taking this so well. You lost.
But, Korsen, I did not lose. I didn't get elected president, but I got what I wanted. My opponent thought that reinstating the language requirement was a good idea, and she's going to push for it.
And that makes you happy?
Happy? I'm erratic.
Oh, God.
Oh. Goodness.
I lost again.
Oh, no.
I've lost 13 student elections in the last one. I wasn't even a student.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Tape number one.
I can't believe... My body is a hollow reed. Trouble blows through me like the wind.
Hi, this is Rick Dees. Stay up late tonight and see The Wonder Years' Jason Hervey. Laugh with Shirley Hemphill and Rondell Sheridan and watch a lady shave her head into the night.
Now stay tuned for Going Places.